We are learning Maseches Zvachim. We are in the last parak. We're up to the 14th parak, Mishnah Gimel, a lengthy Mishnah Gimel, which discusses Mechusar Zman, literally that which is missing time. The previous Mishnah, we mentioned, as we've been discussing in the previous Mishnayot, of the situation where a person will engage in a voda outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that there is such a prohibition that is mentioned specifically in the Torah, the punishment is kares. Now, the exception, as Mishnah Beis told us, is the Mechusar Zman. And that means, as we defined it, which is we're going to see is only one possible way, is Ben Begufo, referring to the guf, the actual animal itself. We know that the animal must be at least 8 days old, or else it's too premature for it to be brought as an offering. And therefore, if you would have brought such a small offering outside of the Beit HaMikdash, even though one was not supposed to do that anyway, but one would not have violated Shchutichutz, they would not get kares. Also, Bin Bebalov. Also, if the owner is also missing time, it doesn't mean that the owner is less than 8 days old. It means the following. Ezerhi Mechusar Zman Bebalov. What is it referring to? It means that the person is still tameh, and since the person is still impure, they're not able to bring these various offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't be accepted. They'd say, you know what, you're still tameh, you have to wait 7 days, come back on the 8th day. Here you are, you're coming, let's say, on day number 4. Just come back in a few days. So it would never have been accepted in the Beit HaMikdash. If at that time, during, let's say, day number 4, while the person is still tameh, they would take that offering and bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, that is what's referring to Mechusar Zman, that you would not be chayiv for doing such a thing. You would not receive the punishment of kores. And what are some of the examples that the Mishnah mentions? It mentions the following. Hazav Hazava, which is referring to a man, a zav or a zava woman, in which they see certain flows from their body in which makes them impure, that it's seen numerous times, that they become tameh for the period of 7 days. And the pasuk explicitly says that they're supposed to count for 7 days, and after they purify themselves, on the 8th day they have an obligation to bring various offerings. In this circumstance, Torim or Gneyona, turtle doves or doves. So it says specifically it has to be done on that day and not before. If it was done before, it would not have any validity. Furthermore, the Mishnah gives other examples and says Vayoledes. We know that the situation when a woman gives birth, depending if it's a boy or a girl, there are different steps. There's different levels of tumah. 7 days, and then there's an additional 33 days, and the offerings are brought for a boy. 14, and then 66, which is a total of 80 for a girl. And then afterwards, there are various offerings that are brought. In the event that a woman would have offerings brought on her behalf during the time in which she was not supposed to, again, she'll be putter if she would have done so out of the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzoyra, the person who gets saras, and this situation also in which they're quarantined, they're excommunicated for a period of 7 days, they're examined to see if it's gone down. We know those laws. It says on the 8th day, again, he has to bring various sacrifices. So the Mishnah says, "Shegrivu chatos sam v'ashamam b'chutz patur." If they would bring a chatos or an asham, a sin or a guilt offering, which they need to do, then if they would have done it at the wrong time, earlier than b'chusar zman, then they'd be patur if they would have brought it outside. And the reason for is a chatos and an asham have to only be brought if you sinned. A person cannot bring a chatos offering if you didn't do a sin. And therefore, the fact is that this offering has to be done exactly the proper way. However, even though they do also have other obligations, other offerings to be brought, such as an elevation offering or perhaps a peace offering, if that would be brought b'chutz in the improper time, while they're still tummy outside, then they would be chayv. And the reason is that the difference is when it comes to an ol and a shlomim, you can bring them as an adava, as a free will offering. And therefore, even during this state, while they're impure, they still were able to bring these various offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, and since they chose to bring it b'chutz outside, which is improper, therefore they're going to be held chayv accountable.